The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, American Midwest Ballet is your resident professional dance company. Their artistic director and CEO is Erica Overturf, and she's my guest today on Live and Local. Erica, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Not only do you have incredible productions, and we're going to talk about your latest one coming up here on April 11th, but you also have a school as well. Can you just touch on the activities at the school for a moment?
Oh, sure. We have a wonderful school of dance that trains anyone that's interested in studying dance from young, like three-year-olds, all the way through. We have a very robust adult program, and whether it's somebody that's looking to dance for fun or just getting started, or somebody that like really wants to train seriously and perhaps become a professional dancer, we kind of have something for everybody. So it's a great aspect of what we do here at the ballet.
Sure. And you've been doing this long enough that actually a couple of members, past and present of the company, came through the dance school, didn't they?
Yes, actually, we have a young woman, Katie, that trained into our school, and now she's become a trainee with the company and is dancing alongside the professionals. So it's really neat to see the students progress, whether they continue in dance or it's something that they can always carry with them, the lessons that they learn here at our school. It's just a great way to connect and share our love of dance.
Boy, do you have a fun show coming up here. April 11th and 12th at the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center, and then April 18th and 19th at the Orpheum Theater. It is A Midsummer Night's Dream. Oh, tell us about the story of this wonderfully fun show.
Yes, well, it is a famous Shakespearean play, and it just translates beautifully into ballet. There's fairies and mortals. There is one of my favorite characters is Puck. He's a prankster. He's playing tricks on people. So there's just a lot of like humor and warmth in this story. Another thing that I think is so impressive about it is technically it's very challenging for the dancers. There's so much jumping, petit allegro, which is a lot of fast little jumps. And it really does make them look beyond human, like fairies. Like, how could anyone do that? And so it's just very entertaining. And the music, the score by Mendelssohn, is really beautiful. So it just makes our job so enjoyable. And we're really looking forward to sharing with audiences soon.
You've choreographed this before. Is this production your choreography?
It's not. It's by a very talented choreographer, Oscar Antunes, who danced with the Royal Danish Ballet and was also a mentor of mine. I studied with him, and it's been really fun to get to restage his work because he just does such a good job of carrying the story through in the acting, but also the movements themselves. And the way he really brings that music to life visually through his choreography is really fantastic.
Are you reprising your previous role in this?
No, this time I am coaching some new dancers in roles that I have danced before, but this is a ballet I've actually had the pleasure of performing in many times in different roles, and it's really fun to get to share all of those nuances and stories with the dancers so they understand the story behind the movement and then watch them really make it their own. One thing I expressed to them, especially with a story like this, where there's really a more, you know, complicated narrative in a way, is that they're thinking in their mind, whatever it is that's going on, they're not just thinking about the steps, glissade, jeté, and, you know, all this, like what they're doing, but they're thinking their thought of what their character is trying to say so that it just makes it real. They're like living the story. And then it's funny, but it really does make a difference in how it comes across. You can understand what they're trying to portray in their movements and in their facial expressions.
The acting that happens in ballet, just like acting in real life, a lot of actors will tell you drama is easy, comedy is hard. Is it also hard in dance too? Because there's a lot of comedy in this show.
Yeah, there is so much comedy. And I think our dancers are really good actors. You know, a lot of it is the timing. And a lot of the things that we work on is everybody learns their choreography and they know what they're supposed to do. But things don't work if the timing isn't realistic between one character and then the next. And you can read it as if it's really happening in reaction. So if somebody reacts too fast, you know, it doesn't work. So the timing is key, and just the expressiveness. And it's something we really enjoy doing. Who doesn't love to hear the audience laughing? So it's great.
It's one of my favorite sounds on the planet. The ballet is called A Midsummer Night's Dream, and it opens on April 11th and 12th at the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center, and then April 18th and 19th right here in Omaha at the Orpheum Theater. Information about showtimes and tickets is available at amballet.org. She is the artistic director and CEO of American Midwest Ballet. Her name is Erica Overturf. Erica, such a pleasure to chat with you again, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you again.